From New Jersey's most listened to station, here's your weekend flash briefing from New Jersey 101.5.
I'm Jen Ursulo. Here's a look at the top trending stories for this weekend at NJ1015.com. A second arrest has been made in the massive Jones Road wildfire that charred 24 square miles of Ocean County land and is 80% contained. Ocean County Prosecutor Bradley Bilheimer says a 17-year-old boy has been taken into custody and charged with arson and aggravated arson. Additionally, 19-year-old Joseph Kling of Weartown has been charged. The cause of the blaze, an improperly extinguished bonfire. Investigators say Kling was responsible for setting wooden pallets on fire, then leaving the area without the flames being fully extinguished, and they say that the 17-year-old helped. Things are about to get serious when it comes to paying back your student loans. The deferment program that started in March 2020 during the COVID pandemic comes to an end on May 5th. That's when the collectors will begin contacting you looking for their money, says Eric Sturkin, co-founder of credit repair firm Better Qualified in West Long Branch.
Answer the emails, respond, and get ready to make your payments so they don't have to send you to collections, because they are going to do that. And if they do that, they're talking about garnishments of wages, their tax refunds are going to be taken in. So that all can be avoided if you just communicate.
He says the feds will start taking money from the paychecks of borrowers who have missed their payments for 270 days or more. New Jersey Transit President and CEO Chris Calori comes out swinging against the Brotherhood of Locomotive Engineers, who he says are demanding an unreasonable and unfair pay raise of an average of $55,000. A strike could happen as soon as May 16th. If that happens, Calori explains what will be affected.
PATH is still going to be in service. Amtrak is still going to work. The ferries are still going to work. The buses that we have still will work. The light rail system we have still will work. What won't work is the 100,000 people that we move every single day on our rails.
The union says New Jersey Transit Engineers earn 20% less than nearly every other passenger railroad in the United States. A 36-year-old caretaker has been arrested and charged in connection with the death of a 5-year-old girl at a housing complex in Robbinsville. Police went to a unit at the Freedom Village development last week after a child passed out. The Mercer County Prosecutor's Office said the little girl had been hospitalized for malnourishment and later died, according to the complaint. Raphael Register was arrested and charged in connection with her death. He was also responsible for 3 other children at the time of the incident. New Jerseyans are pretty divided on whether cell phones should be banned in schools. A Stockton University poll finds half of New Jersey voters support banning cell phones in schools. While 35% oppose and 14% are not sure, head of research Alyssa Maurice explains how voters feel when it comes to the policy details.
A plurality of 40% said devices should be locked away during class time only. So that was the highest rate that we found. And, you know, they want students to have access to their devices throughout the day, but said that they should be, you know, confiscated during class periods.
That compares to 25% of those polled who think cell phones should be locked away for the entire day. New Jersey could start classifying some freelance workers as company employees. The Labor Department is proposing a rule to allow truckers, as well as drivers for rideshare companies such as Uber, to be classified as regular company employees instead of freelancers. Critics say the change would increase labor costs for businesses, but supporters say they would provide greater benefits and protection for workers now classified as independent contractors. A New Jersey law to protect public servants named after a judge's slain son reaches an impressive milestone.
More than 10,000 people have now had their home addresses shielded from public disclosure across government records and websites under Daniel's Law. The law is named in memory of federal Judge Esther Salas's son, Daniel Anderl. The 20-year-old was shot and killed answering the door at the family's house in 2020 by a man targeting his mother. The law covers frontline judicial officers, law enforcement, prosecutors, and child protective investigators. Erin Vogt, New Jersey 101.5 News.
New Jersey is dealing with increased air pollution according to the annual State of the Air report by the American Lung Association. When it comes to high ozone days, just Atlantic and Warren counties got A's, while Bergen, Gloucester, Mercer, Middlesex, and Ocean counties got F's.
When it comes to particle pollution, we really saw worsening grades almost across the board. Almost every county that has a monitor received a D grade in this year's report.
This year's report presents data from 2021, 22, and 23 when the Canadian wildfires severely impacted New Jersey's air. Bergen County prosecutors have dropped a first-degree aggravated manslaughter charge against a North Jersey woman accused of poisoning an 11-month-old girl. The attorney for 76-year-old Alita Medina Ramos tells NJ.com that the infant's cause of death could not be determined because the blood sample tested by medical examiners was contaminated, the attorney says. Prosecutors will allow her to plead guilty to unlicensed practice of medicine and serve 1 year probation. A bill to crack down on hidden fees and other predatory ticket selling practices has passed in the House.
On Tuesday, Democratic New Jersey Congressman Frank Pallone touted the passage of the Ticket Act, If signed into law, the Ticket Act would end surprise fees and require all-in pricing for concerts, sporting events, and theater shows. It would also prevent companies from selling tickets they don't have, and it would target fake ticketing websites. The bill passed with overwhelming bipartisan support and now heads to the U.S. Senate. Rick Rickman, New Jersey, 101.5 News.
Police say tensions flared during a pro-Palestinian protest outside a Jewish student union event at Rutgers University, leading to four arrests.
Three Rutgers students and a 25-year-old Cranford man not affiliated with the university are charged with rioting and other offenses after being arrested at the College Avenue campus in New Brunswick. Police say the protesters ignored requests to stay off the public sidewalk and allegedly breached a line of officers securing the perimeter. The same Union County man was arrested days earlier after making some inflammatory pro-Palestinian comments at a Jersey City Council meeting. Thomas Whitehead is facing charges of assault on an officer and resisting arrest. Erin Vogt, New Jersey 101.5 News.
One GOP lawmaker is upset that New Jersey's compliance rates for the Real ID are lowest in the country and has called on officials to extend MVC office hours. Assemblywoman Nancy Munoz calls the state's last place finish a predictable disaster that should have been avoided. Demand remains high for in-person appointments across the state as the May 7th Real ID deadline approaches. MVC officials say part of the reason for the low compliance rate is the high percentage of New Jerseyans who already have passports, which means many already have a document that is Real ID compliant. Stay tuned to New Jersey 101.5 all weekend long for the latest New Jersey weather, traffic, and breaking news. All of our content is available anytime. Go to our app or NJ1015.com and click on demand.